Louis, how'd you pick that one apart today?
Oh, good enough. Three soppy goals, realistically. They took their chances, we didn't. Story of our season, really. And then we come alive when we're 3-0 down. You know, we create numerous opportunities that we don't take. We show a bit of spirit, a bit of effort, a bit of bite, but ultimately it's too late. And they have not had to work hard to score those three goals. So it's disappointing.
Could see you in the dugout showing your frustration. I think your assistant manager as well, with his head in his hands a number of times. That pretty much sum up the afternoon.
Pretty much, yeah, because we came here believing we'll get something. Even on the performance today, we believe we should have got something. You know, that's not a three. It's not a game with three goals difference, no way. But that's what it is. It's finished 3-0 because we've let soppy goals in again. And at the moment, we're standing up one every sort of four games, where we need to string these together now, and we need to punch our weight more, and certainly take our chances. And it's the story of our season, I think.
And that one just after half time as well, 2-0 down. Obviously, you get the next goal, you're right back in the game.
It's not, and that's not a fluke. That's happened probably two or three times for us now, immediately after half time. You know, we say the right things, they say the right things in the change rooms, and they come out and it doesn't happen. And then for the next 45 minutes, we attack, we play football, we look like we're going to score a goal and we don't take it. And it's a frustrating thing because ultimately the game's dead, you know. So Wimborne can probably relax a little bit and allow us to have the ball and allow us to sort of try and get ourselves back in the game. But it's not good enough. Adam's got his hands in his head because he's played it at a higher level. And we have some youngsters. And to be fair, it wasn't their fault today that we lost. It was our experienced boys that didn't quite shut up shop for us.
What's the biggest challenge for you as manager of Totten at the moment? Cause like you said, you've opened up that decent points gap now between the bottom two. Yep. So is it motivating the players, trying to get them up for something to aim at, perhaps?
That and trying to keep people in the right frame of mind, the right spirit. You know, this team's not won many games. And although we've changed a few faces, you know, we're cutting costs. It's realistic. It's a really, you know, the football club's in a position of austerity, and we have to be realistic of what we do. Of course, we could change the squad tomorrow if we wished, but at the moment, we're doing what we can to get by. So it's about keeping people positive and learning from our mistakes. But unfortunately, the mistakes happen in the game, and it's difficult to sometimes learn repeatedly. But we'll do it. We'll get there. The points gap is what it is. I don't know if it's increased or decreased today. We wouldn't have increased, would it? Because we've just got hammered 3-0. But maybe it's decreased and we'll take it from there. But it's keeping them motivated, really. You know, it is still a positive camp in that respect. Training's good. The players are here. You know, we have a good number today in terms of the squad, but we don't have a reserve side, so we have to find minutes for people as well, which isn't easy in our situation, but we'll dig in.
I'll just ask you about your relationship with AFC Bournemouth as well. Obviously, we know you used to work there. Just ask Matty about the fact you're a few youngsters from the Cherries in your side today. Is very complimentary about them. How useful is that going to be for you going forward?
Oh, it's very useful. You know, they're good. They've been taught in the right way. They're technically good players, and that helps us. They've brought energy. They've brought quality on the ball, you know, and we as a senior side have got to give them the experience of trying to learn football and win games of football, which is what the experienced boys have got to do. You know, when it's not going our way, we dig in. When the pitch is terrible, we dig in. And we, you know, it's not development football for them now. We're offering them that opportunity here where they bring their quality and we say, right, we're going to win a game of football and this is how to do it. So we're doing it every now and then with them, but they do bring us quality. All right, we didn't have Tyler today because he's still recovering from his ankle injury. And obviously Pat's not available to the 25th for us, but you know, having that relationship with Fletcher and Perchy is important for us to move forward as a football club, because our budget and in terms of, you know, it's a difficult one. We balance the books as best we can, and they do add quality to us, and they're good people, good players, and good lads.